Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we learned Shitas Rashi and the Sugya, Tesamit Beis Yeram and Aleph, about when Orla, how you count the years of Orla, and we saw that Lashitas Rashi, it's always going to end on Tu B'Shvat, but a year counts for a year in just 30 days or 44 days, 14 days to take root, and then 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered that it was planted, so that's considered a whole year. And the chiddush that we said was that it's considered as if Orla ends really 2 years later, 2 years and 44 days later. That's the end of Shnos Orla, that's already 3 years. Then there's another din that we have a limit from the pasuk that it goes into the fourth year and mele to us until the next Tu B'Shvat. But according to Rashi, it's always going to end Tu B'Shvat because it's already called an Elan. It's already past its first year, like Rabbi Akiva holds, that it's no longer called an Atiyah, it's called an Elan. And the difference is, the nafkamina we said was whether or not a person's chayv malchus for eating. Once, if it's within Shnos Orla, within the 3 years, he's Chayv Malkus, three halachic years, but once it goes past that third year, now it's within the fourth year, so there's going to be no more Malkus. That's what we said from the Sfas Emes, and therefore that would be Pshat in Rashi. The Rush doesn't learn that way in Rashi, but it's very shver, because Rashi says that it's called an Elan. The Rush says, according to Rashi, that if he plants it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, then you only have to count 3 years. And then it ends Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi says that it's called an Elan, and Elan doesn't end Rosh Hashanah. Elan ends Tu B'Shvat. That's Chag Leilanos. So this Rosh is Shver. It's a Rosh in Orla. Siman Tes. And there's a Shita like this in the Rashba also. The Rashba due to the Ran. So we're not going to go into that Shita. We're going to move weiter, and we're going to go into the Shita of the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or writes, and this is again based on the Torah of Morav Rabbi Agon HaGadol Rav Chaim Meir Harwich Shlita. The Baal HaMa'or writes in Rosh Hashanah that even if somebody planted within 44 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shelo Hekalnu Alav Mitchiloso, that we didn't we weren't makel at the beginning. In other words, we're not going to count it as a year because it's within 44 days. However, the Shnos HaOrla, the Orla years, are going to end on Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. So he plants within 44 days of Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't count as a year. So then what does he do? He counts 3 years, but it doesn't end on Rosh Hashanah. He counts 3 years. Let's say he planted an Erev Rosh Hashanah. So he counts 3 years. Now he's at Rosh Hashanah 3 years later. Orla ain't over. Rather, he has to wait till Tu B'Shvat. So he's got to wait almost 3.5 years. And he learns this from Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the first perek. Ukitvar v'chri v'arashba v'aritva v'aran. And they gave a reason. The Kavan she Elon Godal al Roiv Mayim Shel Shona Sheovra Vakoshu Choinek Ben Tishrei Lishvat Eino Ela Machmas Yinikas Mayim Shelifne Rosh Hashanah. Since an Elon grows because of the water of the previous year, and if it blossoms between Tishrei and Shvat, it's because of the nourishment of the water that preceded Rosh Hashanah, and the sap that went up in the tree, b'sraf she'alabo, machmasos and amayim, because of that water, va'osi yinika hu shehotzi peiros elu, and that yinika, that nourishment from the water, is what brought out these fruits. Hilka chasana kasev l'peiros elu kilu chantu kodem tishrei. So it's like they blossomed before Tishrei, since it's being yoinik from the pre-Tishrei water. The male is like it grew before Tishrei, which is in the early years, and therefore it's aser bizn Tu B'Shvat until Tu B'Shvat. So that is the that's what the Baal HaMa'or says. V'yisoid dvarav nireh, says Moreh Rabbi Shlita, the leka gavna sheshnosa orli yistaimu v'rosh Hashanah. So, according to the Balaam Or, there's no instance when the orli years are ending Rosh Hashanah time. Whatever is blossoming between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat is like it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it's Aser. And now they eat it until Tu B'Shvat. So according to this, it comes out that it's Din Torah, that until Tu B'Shvat it's Peros Orla. Now, if we explain Rashi as we explained in the previous shiur, that Rashi is following Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a tree is only called a sapling, it's called an atia, only for the first year, and then after that, no more. And according to that, it would emerge that even if he plants within 44 days of Rosh Hashanah, you're still going to count the Shnos Orla till Tu B'Shvat, because by the time you get to the third year, it's already past the first year. And Memela, it's no longer an Atiyah, it's an Elon. So according to this, it would emerge that Rashi and the Balaam Or are Shita Achas Lehalacha, Avol Mitam Acher. The Balaam Or holds that the reason we have to wait until Tu B'Shvat, no matter what, is because what grows from Rosh Hashanah till Tu B'Shvat is like it grew in the previous year. It's like it blossomed, it was chonet in the previous year. And according to Rashi, the reason is a different reason, because Kfar Nases Ilan. So according to this, we have a Hamtzah Nifla, that sometimes the Balaam Or is going to be Lekula, and Rashi is going to be Lechumra. Ubehekdem gimel hakdamos. We have to be makdim three hakdamos for this. Number one, we learn in the first parak of Orla, hanotea l'siag ulekaros patur min haorla. If somebody plants a tree for the sake of a fence or for the sake of beams, he's patur from Orla. V'hainu taima. The reason being, she'etz machol ksiva. It says Eitz Machal. And if it was planted for the sake of a tree or a fence, that isn't called Achila. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Maaser Sheni and Halacha Beis, Natu L'Siyag, V'chazer v'chashav alav l'maychol, oishenatu l'maychol, v'chazer v'chashav alav l'siyag, kevin she'irev bo'im achsheves chiyuv chayev. Zok the Rambam, that if a person plants for the sake of a fence, and then he said, no, I want it to be for food. Or he plants it for food, and then he says, no, I want it to be for a fence. Since there is a machshava here, of chiyuv, of it being obligated, in dine orla, because he had a machshava, either first or second, that it should be food, is chayiv in Orla. That's the first hanocha, that's the first hakdama. The second hakdama is that the minchas chinuch in mitzvah resh mem vav os gimel writes that if, when he planted it as a fence, and he changed his mind that he wants to eat it, there are already fruits on the tree, the din is that what grew until now is pater, but what grows from here on in is aser mishum orla. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, parenthetically, in his Hagos on the Minchas Chinuch, brings from the Ben Ish Hai that even on what grew until now, it's lamafreya orla. Wow. But that's not the way the Minchas Chinuch holds. The Minchas Chinuch holds that what grows until now is not going to be Orla. Only what grows from here on in. What grew until now is going to be Orla. Only what grew from here on in. Ze ha davar hasheni ve hakdama shniya ve hakdama shlishit midvrei Rashi b'Rosh Hashanah Yud Bet Amud Bet, Dibur Maschil Mina. It's mashma that this svara that we said about anything growing, anything blossoming from Tishrei to Shvat is because of the Yanika of the water of Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. And that the Ran Lamaisa writes that. I said before it's the Baal HaMor, that's the Baal HaMor Shita, but explained by the Ran. So anything that's chonet between Tishrei and Shvat is because of the water of before Rosh Hashanah and the sap that goes up because of that water, and it's that yinika, that nourishment that brings out these peris, that is shayich rak le'inyan hachanota shehamayim matzmichem hasraf ba'ilan. That is only the blossoming that the water brought out the sap in the tree. Aval pri shechonat kvar lo amrinan demashim mamshich ligdol b'shanim she'acharkach ad tu b'shvat haynu mikoach mayim shebishana she'avra. We don't say that what grows afterwards is mikoach the mayim of the previous year. In other words, when does the water of the previous year impact the tree from Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat? That is if it hasn't yet blossomed. And therefore, we say that the water brings out the sap in the tree and then causes it to blossom. But let's say you have a fruit that already was chonet. We don't say that when it continues growing, it's from the water of the previous year. Now we don't say. Ayin Sham and Rashi, Yud Beis and Beis Dibur Maschil Mina. So now according to this, we have Amtsa. Somebody planted a tree for the sake of beams, for a fence, not for fruit. And fruits have already grown on this tree. And 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, he changes his mind and he decides, you know what? I'd like to eat those fruits. So what's the din? The din is that these fruits, even though they already grew, but mikan ulahaba, from here on in, like we saw before from Minchas Chinuch, from here on in, they're going to be Asr Mishum Orla. He changed his mind. Now, in such an instance, it would appear that according to the Baal HaMor, the Orla years are going to end Rosh Hashanah time. Why? Because here, the reason isn't Shayich, that it grew on the water from the previous year. Why not? Because the Tchilas Shnos HaOrla is after the Chanata. He already planted it a few months before Shana. And then 30 days before, he said, you know what? I want to eat the fruits. Now these fruits already started growing. So they're going to be Aser Mishum Orla, right? But when's this Orla going to end? So according to the Baal HaMor, the Orla is going to end Rosh Hashanah. Because we can't say that the water, pre-Rosh Hashanah water, caused the growth of these fruits. Because like we saw the Yesod in Rashi, that it's only if there are no fruits yet and the sap grows up and makes them blossom. But if they already started blossoming, it's tzish beit, it's already too late. And the water of the previous year is not mashpia on the coming year. Lo amrinam, we don't say that mashem mamshich ligdol, what grows weiter after Rosh Hashanah, is because of the water of the previous year. So it would come out then that according to the Baal HaMor, since the whole Svara is that it grows because of the water of the previous year from Rosh Hashanah until Tu B'Shvat, it's still growing from the water of the previous year, that's why it's Asur Mishum Orla. But in our case, where they already had fruits, we can't say that it's growing because of the water of the previous year, of pre-Rosh Hashanah. Because by the time Rosh Hashanah came around, there were already fruits on the tree. And if there are already fruits on the tree, we don't say, according to Rashi the Yesod, that from Rosh Hashanah till Tu B'Shvat, it's growing because of the pre-Rosh Hashanah water. We only say that if it hasn't yet started growing, then it brings out the sap in the, and then it starts blossoming. But if it already started blossoming, then we say that it's going not a, it's not growing because of the water of the previous year. So if that's true, then according to the Baal HaMor, who says the whole word of waiting till Tu B'Shvat is because the fruit is growing because the water of the previous year wouldn't apply, and Memela Shnosa Orla would end in Rosh Hashanah and not Tu B'Shvat. Aval Adas Rashi, that the reason that you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is because Hekal Nu'alav B'Tchilasai. So since we were Mekel at the outset to count the first 30 days as a whole year, the first 44 days, that is how the Ran learns Rashi. I don't want to go into that Ran, I don't want to confuse things, because there's a couple of Chidushim that come out of that Ran. But the reason, according to Rashi, the way the Ran is learning Rashi, that we are, it's not necessarily Pshat in Rashi, because there are other ways to learn, but the way the Ran is understanding Rashi, the reason we end at Tu B'Shvat and we don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah is because the reason we have to wait until Tu B'Shvat and we don't end earlier Rosh Hashanah is because Hekalnu Alav B'Tchilasa, since we were Mekel at the outset, we let it count for a whole year at the beginning. 30 days already counts for a year. So therefore it's not enough to say that in 2 years, in a month, it's already going to be the end of Orla. Because Hekalnu Alav B'Tchilasa, so we're Machmir B'Saifa. How are we Machmir B'Saifa? You have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. That's how the Ran understands Rashi. So if so, in this instance, Gambachai Gavna, even in our case, the whole Tosefis of the Pri until Tu B'Shvat of the fourth Halachic year is going to be Asur Al Orla. Right? Because we were Mekel at the beginning, we let it count for the first 30 days to count for a year. So Rashi says the rule is, again, the Ran's understanding Rashi, the rule is that if you're Mekel at the beginning, the 30 days is going to be a year, 30 days after it took root, so 44 days is going to be a year, then you have to be Machmir B'Sofa, and then this is going to be the first year, then you have to count two more years, that's second year and third year, so now it's 2 years and a month and a half, and you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. And this is going to apply even in this tziyor where the tree, you planted it for Koros and then the pears already grew. According to the Baal HaMor, no, Shnos are only going to be Mestayim Rosh Hashanah, because since the fruits already grew, as we explained, we don't say that the water of the previous year, pre-Rosh Hashanah, is making it grow until Tu B'Shvat, and Memela, it's gonna, the Shnosa Orla are going to end on Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to wait until the following Tu B'Shvat. But according to Rashi, it's a hard and fast rule that if we're Mekel at the beginning, 30 days a year, Memela, we're Machem, we're B'Soifa, they have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So you have to wait 2 years and 44 days, and then you have to wait another few months until... another 5 months until Shvat, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and then Shvat, 4.5 months. So, because since we were Mekel at the beginning, we have to be Machmir at the end. So we allowed you to count the year at the beginning, 44 days. So maybe we have to be Machmir at the end. The Shnos Orla are not going to end after 2 years and 44 days, but rather you have to wait the extra few months. So that would be a gevaldik and afgamina between the Baal HaMor and Rashi. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we saw Chiddush Gadol Meod, very gishmak, and in the next shir, what I'd like to do is I'd like to see Shita Sarambam, and then the Shita of the Shilta Gibor, and there's a Shita of the Meiri. There's a lot to do, and we should see continuing to flow Mitaras Hashem, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening. Bli Neder, we will continue, I hope. Please stay tuned.